You've heard our open themes with listeners talking about their vocations.
Missouri dairy farmers, love issues, etc.
And what they're doing while listening to issues, etc.
This is Mark from Michigan, and I am a lawnmower listener. We love issues, etc.
We're looking for more of these elements to include in our open themes. Tell us about your vocation, hobby, or what you do while listening to Issues Etc. Call the Issues Etc. comment line 24/7 at 618-223-8382. If you make a mistake, just start over. 618-223-8382. Thanks for listening, and thanks for contributing to Issues Etc. 618-223-8382.
It really has been kind of a overnight change. For 8 years during the Obama administration, Planned Parenthood was bulletproof. There's no doubt about it. They really, even with the late in the Obama administration revelations about the sale of fetal body parts and all that went with that, still they managed to, at least in a legal sense, make it through smelling like a rose. Sure, the abortion rate is down. Sure, they seemed a little bit worried, but a lot of that has changed with the new administration, and it appears that Planned Parenthood has some legal troubles, maybe even an FBI investigation. Joining us to talk about that, Marjorie Dannenfelser. She's president of the national pro-life group called Susan B. Anthony List and author of a recent column for the Daily Signal titled Planned Parenthood is in Deep Trouble with the Law. This could be a turning point. Marjorie, welcome back to Issues Etc.
Todd, it's great to be back with you. It's been a while.
As of today, what kind of legal troubles, ramifications, perhaps even investigations, does Planned Parenthood face?
They are really facing a tsunami that has been many, many decades in the making. They've gotten away with literal murder for far too long. Probably everyone listening, I hope, has heard about the undercover investigation that revealed that they are guilty, really, of trafficking in the body parts of unborn children. Eyeballs, livers, lungs, brains, every piece of that little baby has a price tag on it in the minds of many at Planned Parenthood. So that is a crime to sell it. And they've been under investigation. There was a panel whose job was only this in the House that came up with, they reviewed 3,000 pages worth of documents that revealed this. David Dalyden documented well this. Then they deliver their own report, about a 450-page report. It has gone on to the Justice Department. The Senate itself has been investigating, and recently the FBI requested documents from the Senate, which is the signal that they are most probably, very likely, investigating, the FBI is investigating Planned Parenthood in that illegal sale. Now, they can't talk about it, otherwise it messes up their investigation. But I'm going to be meeting with General Sessions in the coming weeks, and we won't discuss, of course, any details of the case, but I'll certainly make the case of the pro-life movement that has been widely publicized. I believe this is a moment, and a day of reckoning is coming.
To be clear here, whatever potential charges Planned Parenthood and its associates in the trafficking of fetal body parts may face are for crimes related to tissue procurement and the sale of
That's
these
right.
kinds of things. Is that correct?
That's correct. So Stem Express is one of the big ones. They are the middleman between the Planned Parenthood abortionists and whoever they want to sell the baby body part to. So Stem Express and a couple of other of those companies are under investigation, plus Planned Parenthood.
You've also written about an Eighth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals decision to decline to revisit an issue in the state of Arkansas related to Medicaid money and Planned Parenthood.
That's
What's going on there?
That's right, and that is big. Planned Parenthood is deeply concerned about this. Under Obama, every single time a state defunded Planned Parenthood, whether it was through Medicaid or any other department in the state government, the Obama administration would just reach its long arm into that state and prevent them from doing it. In the Medicaid program, the program through which the vast majority of Planned Parenthood's money goes, that is the entity that defunded Planned Parenthood And before, that was not upheld. That was reversed by Obama. Now that's been upheld. So that it seems like such a common sense thing. Of course, the state ought to be able to spend its health money the way it wants to spend it. And that is now the new direction. That is a huge chunk of money. That will be the trend across the country. I think we'll see that over and over. It shows very acutely how important judges and the Trump administration's nomination and confirmation of circuit judges are. In Louisiana, just a few days ago, there was a tied decision on exactly the same case. And therefore, we didn't win that case. And Medicaid is going to continue to be funded. But it's because we haven't appointed the Trump judge yet that would be on that court. If the judge had been there, we would have defunded Medicaid in the state of Louisiana, and we could move on somewhere else. So it is a domino effect, but it is a very planned and very important domino effect where all of the pieces of the game have to be carefully crafted so that this reversal of funding really happens.
Is it safe to say that for the better part of the last decade, the Obama administration either ran interference or turned a blind eye toward things that Planned Parenthood was trying to do while handing them favors, like you just mentioned, preventing investigations like the one that may be underway with the FBI?
I don't know the crime. It could just be a moral crime, but it feels criminal, the level of blind eye that that administration has turned towards Planned Parenthood. I mean, this was all coming out then. Really, I would say the administration's approach was just complete stonewalling all the time. No response whatsoever. It was just as if we were talking about regulations at nail salons. We would have gotten better response if it had been that. And Planned Parenthood itself, it is a vast network. Many people involved that I think don't know what's been going on. Some and many that think that it's just a very virtuous organization that really just cares about women. Now that this profile has been raised of their actual activity, they are losing public support in a way that they have never seen before. So this isn't just legal stuff around the edges. This is legal action that really reaches the heart of who they are and at the same time exposes who they are to people who would fund them privately once we've defunded them.
Let's talk about defunding. It's been a subject of discussion. That discussion has turned into some attempts, I think we should call them, on the part of the U.S. Congress since President Trump has taken office, and before, we should say, what's the realistic possibility of actually taking federal money, finally taking federal money out of the coffers of Planned Parenthood?
Todd, that is the million-dollar question, and I think I think the last few months have shown us what the odds really look like. So first, you know that defunding, you know very well, but I think it's really important to say again that community health centers would receive all this money that Planned Parenthood is not receiving. So there is one Planned Parenthood for every 20 community health centers who not only handle reproductive care, but every aspect of the whole woman and the whole man. And therefore, this is not taking money away. This is actually redistributing it in an ethical and smart way. So how will we do this? We're going to have to do this by getting 60 votes in the Senate or by passing it on a reconciliation bill, which is really just a budget bill. It's what the tax reform bill is under and where that's all being debated. A reconciliation bill only takes 50 votes. And so if that is, and it has been found by the parliamentarian to be in order to add this budget item to the bill, that could happen in early spring when the health care will come up again, or welfare reform will come up again, and we will insist that it be attached to either one. We have complete acceptance on the part of the Speaker and the Leader and the President of the United States that any health care bill that passes must include a redistribution of Planned Parenthood's funds to other entities that are ethical. So that is huge after all these decades, an enormous unity. The 2018 Senate elections are vitally important because we have a buffer of one, and sometimes no buffer at all, in every single vote that's so close in the Senate. And we have a great opportunity. I know that's not what you do, but it's what the Susan B. Anthony List does, is electing new senators. And we have fantastic opportunities in states that Trump won big time to pick up some great new senators and replace some really bad ones.
So let's talk a little bit about making defunding permanent.
Yes.
Is it possible to make defunding permanent? Is there something like a Hyde Amendment that could make federal funding for abortion here in the United States, although it would have to be revisited again, semi-permanent?
It must be, and I think it's because the bill that I was just talking about only defunds it for a year. We will have to do this every year, like we have done many times with other amendments and appropriations bills. You know, have to just keep on doing this over and over again. But it should be permanent. It should be what our nation stands for, actual health care, not death care. So it should be, and it will take stronger numbers in the U.S. Senate. It's going to take enough people in the Senate that can overcome a filibuster, which the left will definitely do. So we have a very polarized Senate, a very polarized politics in general. And so that is why we know the votes that we have and then the votes that we don't have. We know that we need at least 5 more votes in order to permanently defund Planned Parenthood in the Senate. We've got 10 seats up, and we've got 10 seats that are very likely to come our way in 2018. So it won't be permanently defunded. I mean, God is good, and he can do anything, Todd. We know that. But very likely will not be defunded this coming year. But the odds increase dramatically after the 2018 elections when we're going to be recruiting a new stock of leaders.
Would you mind mentioning a few of those states where seats are open or where seats are possible to turn over?
Yeah, these are all states that are held by Democrats who either say that they're pro-life-ish but hardly ever vote with us, or they're deeply committed to the pro-abortion agenda. So Missouri, Indiana, Montana, Florida, Ohio, North Dakota, and Wisconsin. And I think I've listed all of them. These are all just in my head. But each one of those has a sitting senator who is very much opposed to our agenda and defunding Planned Parenthood, and a state where Trump won, and many of them won big time. So we're in a very strong position. A third of the Senate is up every 2 years. In the next 6 years, you know, the whole Senate will have the opportunity. But the chance to actually change the Senate is this time around, because this is the time where most Democrats are up. Next time, it's going to be our friends that are going to be up, and we're going to be in a defensive posture. This is really the opportunity.
Finally, then, do you think that there is not only a turning point with regard to Planned Parenthood's legal problems and maybe critical mass finally having been reached there, but in addition to that, a turning point in a critical mass approaching in public opinion about abortion?
I think that's exactly what we're seeing. We're seeing that in the polls. I see it, and I hope you do too, Todd. Even in the way the mainstream media has started reporting the abortion issue, I've gotten to know a lot of mainstream reporters in the New York Times, the LA Times, you know, just regular newspapers. And I'm not saying that they are with us, but I am saying they're very open-minded. They finally will just, and I'm not saying in every case, but in general, the good reporters report the story. That is because the level of the water is rising in terms of support for the pro-life position. And everything is just, and even the sense of fairness in reporting this. But more important than that, the pro-life profile of a voter that we always go after, because it's been proven by data to be the most accurate and will get the best results, is younger Hispanic women. So those three demographics that are important and that Republicans sometimes don't communicate with very well are very, very attracted to the pro-life issue. And it's a new day. It is the new human rights movement. It is the new civil rights movement in this country, not just because I'm saying so. Think of it. We have a pro-life House, a pro-life Senate, a pro-life White House, a strong majority of pro-life governors, a strong majority of pro-life state legislatures. That's a poll in itself, and that speaks loudly about where our nation is headed, with prayer and with a lot of good leaders.
Marjorie Dannenfelser is president of the National Pro-Life Group. Susan B. Anthony List, author of a recent column for the Daily Signal, titled Planned Parenthood is in Deep Trouble with the Law. This could be a turning point. You can read that and find a link to Susan B. Anthony List at our website, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Marjorie, keep up the good work, and thank you very much.
Same to you. Same to you, Todd. Until next time.
Holly Shearer is with us on the other side of the break. People are putting out the decorations for Christmas. We've done it at our house. We put out the lights and inside the house. That's probably next weekend's project. What about decorating for Advent? Hold off on Christmas and decorate for the season, the church season, that comes before Christmas, that leads up to Christmas. Holly Shearer of the Federalist will be our guest. We'll talk about decorating for the Advent season. Then in Hour 2 of Issues, Etc., Pastor Chris Roseborough joins us for This Week in Pop American Christianity. Today, Beth Moore's teaching on baptism.
At the heart of repentance is indeed a change of direction.
Pastor Peter Bender speaking at the Issues Etc. Making the Case Conference.
But the change of direction begins at the fundamental level of the human person, the heart itself, which the scriptures describe as the seat of faith. We are conceived and born in sin since Adam's fall, and therefore, we are bent against God. We have no natural love for God. We have no natural trust for God. And the one we trust in is ourselves.
You can listen to Pastor Bender's presentation, Making the Case for Lutheran Piety, and all of the speakers at our 2017 conferences on an audio DVD. It contains almost 20 hours of teaching and preaching. We'll send it to you for a $300 year-end tax-deductible donation. Look for the DVD logo at IssuesETC.org.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues Etc.
40 years greatly blessed is this year's theme at Metro East Lutheran High School in Edwardsville, Illinois. We engage young adults in a Christ-centered environment and provide an alternative to secular public high schools. Please help us provide tuition assistance to more students by making a special 40th anniversary tax-deductible gift at melhs.org and click on the giving page. Or call me, Dr. Jay Krause, principal, at 618-656-0043.
Hey, Todd, what have our listeners noticed first when visiting the LPR studios?
Definitely the small size and the dirt.
Well, not anymore, thanks to our friends at the Cleaning Authority. They've turned this man cave into a space that meets even our wives' approval.
Whether it's our office or your home, the Cleaning Authority is your cleaning service provider in the St. Louis area.
To schedule a free estimate or to find out more, visit thecleaningauthority.com. thecleaningauthority.com.
Do you long for a church that celebrates the divine service with reverence and joy, but without the unbiblical baggage imposed by a supposedly infallible hierarchy? Do you long for a church that confesses a divinely instituted office of the holy ministry for the giving of the Lord's gifts to his people and yet values and lifts high the priesthood of all believers? Welcome to the Lutheran Church. We're what you've been looking for. Find an historic, authentic church near you on the Find a Church page at IssuesETC.org.
Do you want your neighbors and community to see what you're celebrating this Christmas season? Why not display an outdoor nativity in front of your home or your church? It's a great way to show others what Christmas is all about, the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ. Check out the Outdoor Nativity Store at OutdoorNativityStore.com. Durable, affordable, and American-made nativities, OutdoorNativityStore.com. OutdoorNativityStore.com.